Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This is a really cool story. A city employee in Waterbury being considered a hero for saving a wheelchair-bound woman from a house fire. On the phone is Pat Mulvihill. He's deputy director of the Public Works in Waterbury. Good morning, Pat.
Morning.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man.
Nice work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What happened?
I was driving across town to get to another location. I saw some smoke coming across the road, and we have, you know, police and fire radio on our vehicles. I didn't hear anything come over the radio for fire call, so my initial, I was going to call it in, so I went back and get the address, and at that point, when I pulled in front of the house, I heard the fire call come over the radio, and then the window on the side blew out, and I saw the flames going out, so I said, I better make sure no one's in the house. And
the window just blew itself out from the heat?
From the fire, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's scary.
Window. Yeah, it was like, yeah.
It's starting to crank.
Yeah, I knew it was not more than just smoke, so I started banging on the front doors, and as I did that, I heard someone screaming in the back for help. So that's when I ran around the back.
That's horrifying. That's, I don't say horrifying, but it's scary. It's
very scary.
Adrenaline-filled moment.
Yeah.
Like, there's fire, the window smashes, and then you hear help.
You got to act now.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah, it wasn't really much time to think about it. You know, the lady was, I ran up the stairs, and the lady was on the ground, fell out of the wheelchair. What happened was the aide was trying to get her out, wasn't able to get her back in the chair, and her son was upstairs. He wasn't able to get her back in her chair either by himself, so the two of us were able to get her in the chair, and then we kind of carried the chair down through the back stairs to get her out.
Holy crap.
A lot of smoke as you were doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of smoke.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting, but I think I did what anybody else would probably do in that situation. You know,
I hear you, but
yeah.
Sometimes people just whip out their phones and record.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get on the phone with 911 and they stand out there and wait for help to arrive.
Right. Yeah. You acted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference.
I think it's pretty cool.
Big difference.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the fire department, you know, they do this, and police, they do it every day. This is what they do. They were on the scene, and they were, I can't believe how quick they got that from spreading to the other houses. They were really great, you know. And the aide, really, she was yelling. I'm glad she was yelling and screaming and got my attention. So I,
that was smart. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and her, very smart on her part. Yeah.
So, yeah. I got to tell you, my son worked for AMR in Waterbury for a while, and he said the fire department, magically, always the first there. He said there would be calls that were around the corner, and he's like, I got them this time.
Yeah.
And he would arrive, and they're there.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. How did you guys arrive just, so fast?
Just to mess with him, that's why.
Hurry! He's on his way! He's like, it's two numbers down the road.
No. Damn it! Wait, what? That's it. I'm going to try to find myself right here.
I'm thinking it.
Right. All right, guys, where's the tunnel system? I got to know.
All right. What happened?
Yeah, a good friend. Yeah, have a good fire department there in Waterbury.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we do. Fire, police, public works. Yeah, that's pretty much the way that we do it, you know.
Man, so you get everybody out, everyone's okay, and then by the time you get to the street and get yourself to the point where you can look back at the house, I mean, how was the house? And
it was looking pretty good, you know. It was on that where the fire started, was coming out the windows. It was heavy smoke, and like I said, the fire department, once they got there, they were all over.
They're all business.
Yeah,
because it was pretty close to another house, so they were able to get it, knock it down, and so it didn't spread anywhere.
Any pets lost?
I didn't hear anything. I don't think so. I don't think there was anything lost that I heard of.
Good.
I kept asked. There was no one else in the house. There was a cat, but I believe the cat got out. I believe so.
Cool. And then, so Pat, after all this, I mean, do you go get back in your vehicle and go do what you were going to do, or you're like, I'm going to go have a beer or something?
Seriously.
Smoke half pack of cigarettes.
My vehicle was blocked. Actually, my vehicle was blocked in by the fire trucks. So I got a ride back to work and left my car there for the day.
You had a good excuse, though.
I went back to work and did my thing.
You went back to work. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
Dedication.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good. I enjoy your show. I listen to it every morning.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thank you.
So what did you do next after you saved a woman from a burning building or helped save? What was your next task? What did you do?
Lunch?
After I went back to work?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just did my normal thing. We have a public, the Brandon Public Works, so that's my main thing. I'm mostly in the building all day, but two of my colleagues were on vacation, so I was out on the road doing more. I wouldn't even have been in that place normally. So,
oh, that's interesting.
It's like it's meant to be for you to be there.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Fate.
Yeah. But it's weird to do something so amazing, and then you go back to, like, sharpening pencils or whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
You get yelled at by the boss or something.
Stapling papers.
Right. You didn't sign us over here! Shut up! I just saved someone's life!
Right. You come back down to earth very quickly, but your adrenaline's still like, wow, that was that was amazing.
Did you see what I just said?
I didn't think it was that, you know, I think it was not that big of a deal to me. I thought it was just, you know, just did it, and I didn't know it was going to turn into a big deal.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
You're in, like, a meeting later, like, wow, we've had a pretty exciting few days. It's like, oh, let me tell you.
So. I can top that.
Yeah.
It's funny how everything gets put in perspective. You know, you get stuck in traffic, it's, like, not that big of a deal for a while.
Yep, for a while.
Yeah,
at least 10 minutes.
I'm glad. Right. Yeah, glad the woman was okay, you know?
Yeah. Have you spoken to the woman since then?
I have not. I talked to the aide. They took her to the hospital, and I heard she was okay, but I didn't speak to her. I talked to the aide later on in the day and her husband.
Good. Did I ask, how old was the woman that was in the wheelchair?
She elderly?
Yeah, she was elderly, yes. I don't know. Yeah, she was definitely elderly. She was, you know, she I don't know what her ailments were, but she definitely needed help. She couldn't really help at all to get back in the chair. She was in not great shape.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That could have been it, you know?
Yep.
That's,
yeah. I'm glad I was there at the right time at the right place.
Me too.
I was able to help.
All of us, yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming on, and nice job, man.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah.
You're a hero.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Anytime.
Stunt or stupid?
All right. So what is it today?
It's the Pothead Challenge.
What is that?
We're calling it. It's actually called Desafio do Galo. It was sent to us by tribe member Mike Gitzler. And basically, it's in a different language. I have no idea what's going on. But what I can translate is that it's a husband and his wife. She has two pot lids in her hand, almost like she's holding like cymbals, straight arm. And he is clucking like a chicken, and his object is for him to go in between the pot lids without getting clamped on the side of the head.
Okay.
I don't know why they did this.
Okay.
But this is what they did.
Do we have audio of their version of this?
There are no arms involved here.
No.
By the guy with the... So his whole thing is just get the head through the pans.
Just bopping his
That's
head.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're going to be able to do this?
Yeah.
And the person with the pans can't move them around. Like, you just kind of pick an area and clamp together.
Right.
And
like you keep your arms open. And
it seems like it would be a timed thing, too. Pat would not be... It wouldn't be...
Right.
It's same pacing.
Right. Right. It's me trying to get my head through real fast before he closes it.
Where'd you get these pot lids?
These are mine.
Goodwill.
They have a lip on them that look like it's going to hurt.
They're
going to
cut right into your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these are almost like a fine. But apparently, no one makes pot lids that don't have lips on them anymore. They're glass now. They're all glass. And I figured glass is not a good idea.
Mm.
This is what we got.
Is there a height you want?
It's more incentive me not to get hit.
All right, hold on. Chaz and AJ.
Sounded like an episode from The Muppets.
Okay.
It does sound like Beaker.
Yeah.
Swedish chef.
That's a good call.
Thanks for the laugh, guys. Love you guys.
All right, love you too. Thank you. AJ, I think you got to take your headphones off. They protect your head.
Yeah. And also, do one trial duck.
I love that he thought that. I'm just going to wear headphones.
I'm not going to swing. I want you to do a trial duck so you know where we are. So, okay. Good. Then we're both in the right spot.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
AJ looks like he's being very polite, bowing to Pat.
Yes, this is something.
Let me know when I should start.
All right. 3, 2. But he's look. Pat's looking though.
Yeah, that part's weird.
Yeah, I think Pat, you gotta close your eyes.
Okay.
Oh, that's more fun. Oh, he almost got him on the first one.
Face off.
You gotta keep doing that chicken sound even when you're standing up because you're kind of signaling to him when you're going in.
I'll let you think the strategy of this. I'm a monkey.
Oh, that was close.
What happened? Hold on, Pat. Hold on. Wait, what happened?
It was close.
This feels like the moron's version of Jax, where you drop the ball. It's like, I could pick up three. How many times can AJ get his head to pass through?
Are you out of breath right now?
A little bit.
Are you okay?
Bending down?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You want to trade?
What?
You need to trade?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
Is it the bending down that's tiring you out or the chicken sounds?
Both. You go up and down, like.
Oh, hungry now. I want chicken.
Whoa!
Well, that almost took your eyebrow off. See, I think hold on, I have an idea for a variation.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right, get your breath.
I'm good.
All right, find it.
Yep.
I think Pat's got to go a little faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at that pace, you have figured out how to get in.
I just want to make it clear that you guys are the ones going, Pat's not hurting him yet. Let's figure out ways to do this.
Yes, that's true.
It does look like she is trying to capture him in the video that you sent over, AJ, where, like, the whole idea is that you're supposed to, like, fake Pat out so he's not sure when you're going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, yeah, in the video, it doesn't look like they're doing a rhythm thing. She's actually really just trying to whack this man with pants.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay, so
but
Pat
I could just hit you at any time. We're not going to do that.
Right.
Yeah. That's like, that's not a challenge for me, actually. So.
Oh, wait. So in the video,
she's doing
her
like,
eyes are open?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, he's moving, and she's trying to get him.
Trying to catch him.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to knock him out if that happens. So I don't want to do that.
Okay, here we go.
Chaz, I think it does.
I don't know. That sounds like
this could
way
be an
more
early
fun
day for me.
Okay.
So, eyes closed.
And then you're going to just
rhythm,
randomly, whenever.
Random rhythm.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You good?
Yes,
take a breath. You good?
Right. Yep. I'm good.
Oh, we got him. First shot.
That felt so weird in my arms. Are you okay?
Oh, he's hurt.
Yeah.
What did it get your eye?
I don't see blood yet. His face is covered.
Oh. No. Was it your brow?
Oh.
My arm buckled.
Oh.
So did his face.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah.
This guy's Teflon.
You might have a black eye now.
Oh, right here, too. Huh. Oh.
You ever see when the deer runs into the car? That's
like
what
that.
It just looked like.
Is the pot lid bent?
No.
No. It's my face. We're good.
Okay. Oh. Great.
Where did it get you?
Right in the right above the eye socket of my left eye and my right cheekbone.
Under the eye? Like under the
above
eyebrow?
The eye.
Above it.
Above
show,
the eye over here.
Show your right cheek to the camera, to Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it?
Yeah, it's
really?
Very red.
Oh, well, yeah, because it's got wet in the face.
Yeah, with the ridge of a metal pot lid.
You ever hit your funny bone on something and you feel that shake up your arm? That's what I felt by hitting his face with a pot lid.
That was a good collision.
Woo!
We were talking about this guy who was attacked at a movie theater not this past weekend, not during Barbenheimer.
No.
The weekend before.
Yeah.
And he got his ass handed to him.
He did. And his nose, too.
And I thought, well, this is a good jumping off point for like punching a stranger. You ever punch a stranger?
Right.
Or been punched by a stranger?
Part two, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Walking into a bar. We were bar hopping. Myself, my friend Tom, my friend Paul. We went to this one club. We, you know, we normally hit like two or three times in the evening. We walk in there. I had to go to the bathroom. I go into the bathroom. My friend orders me a drink, right? While I'm in the bathroom, he brings my drink. He says, hey, you know, here you go. I'm like, all right, thank you, right? Sip my drink. I come walking out of the bathroom. I see my friend Tom is surrounded by 15 guys.
Oh.
I thought they were friends. I come walking up with my drink in my hand. I go, hey, how's it going, guys? As I'm taking a sip, all I saw was a fist fly, blam, through my glass, hit me in the face.
Almost like today.
Right. Snap my
head. That's stupid.
Snap my head back. Snap my head back. I land on my ass. I come back up. I'm like, what the hell was that all about? Right.
So you said?
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell was that about? I didn't know these 15 people wanted to beat my friend apparently anybody who was with him.
Mm.
So that turned into us out in the parking lot. Fist flying everywhere, me running to get the car. Guys chase me.
Were you in flip-flops?
No, I was running sneakers.
All right.
I'm running. I get to my car, and I actually take my keys and toss them behind my seat. I don't know why I used to do it back then. Rather than have my pocket, the stupid coin, the coin pockets, the designer jeans. So as I'm reaching behind my seat to get my keys, the guy who's chasing me, I hear him stop going, he's got a gun! And I'm like, I don't have a gun, because he saw me reach under the seat, but right. I had a weapon under there.
Right.
He goes running back. He runs to his friends. His friends all start scattering.
Good.
I start the car. I do almost like a Dukes of Hazzard spin with it, my Chevelle. Come flying up, fling the door open.
You know you're yelling.
My friends my friends jump in, and we just took off. We didn't go to that bar ever again.
No, that's I think a good move.
Punched me through my glass.
Oh, that could have been really bad for you.
It was a 7-7, by the way, in case you're wondering. Yes.
Oh, remember that? 7-7.
Yeah, I was big on 7-7s back then. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's a good story.
Oh.
Glad you're okay.
Me too.
It's like, what? That is a good question to ask. Like, what was that all about?
Yeah.
Like, why did I just get punched through my glass? Why am I on the ground right now?
I was friendly.
Excuse me, sir.
I said, hey, guys.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Boof. Yeah.
That was damn. That was an expensive beer.
Yeah. Most folks would say, we're good, and you?
Chris in the truck.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
So, 4th of July, go to Yankee Stadium, having a blast all day, drinking Fireball, got beers, all that.
Nice.
We're all waiting on top of the train pad, waiting to figure out what track we're going to, and it's crowded. All right, we find out what track we're going to, track two. We all start walking down the stairs. Me and this lady bumped elbows. I said, oh, I'm sorry, we're all packed up. She goes, it's okay. We get to the bottom of the stairs. This guy elbows me. I look around. I'm like, okay. He elbows me again. I go, dude, stop effing elbowing me. He elbows me a third time and says, F you, and I just clocked him.
Nice.
And I clocked him, and I clocked him, and my son was behind me, and I had no idea he was behind me. And I literally took the guy, pushed him into the crowd, picked up my hat, and walked away. And my kid goes, how many times did you hit him? I go, I don't know.
Were you counting?
At that point, I'm pretty hammered, and once I start hitting people, I black out, so I don't really know what happened. So.
Wait, what?
Was it like Rocky?
Have you ever woke up covered in blood?
Was it like Rocky where you saw three of them hit the one in the middle?
I'm 5'5", and always been a scrapper, so I mean, a lot of times I swing first, and I don't ask questions. I just swing because the guys are always bigger than me.
Yep.
But then last week, Saturday, I'm at a bar, and I'm just chilling, having a good time, and I don't want to give too many details because I got in trouble for this one. And
okay.
This guy, he said I hit him, but I say I didn't hit him, but the police say I hit him. So now I got a court date on Friday.
Now, man, he definitely ran to your fist four times.
But what happened at the bar?
Yeah.
Well, so I don't want to give too many details, but yeah. I was there with a bunch of people and this guy got involved in something he shouldn't have gotten involved in, and I just immediately hopped up and walked over to the situation, and he started running his mouth, and like I said, once again, he said something stupid to me, and he got red in his face, and I got in trouble for that. Everyone pretty much told me to leave, and I left, and then I got a phone call like a half hour later saying, hey, this is the Middletown Police. Can you come back out here? And I'm like, No, I don't
think
so.
Yeah, good. Right. I was there. Yeah. I didn't like it. Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of fun.
Right.
No, they came down to me, and they just gave me a piece of paper, and I was like, well, at least I'm not in cuffs, so that's a plus, but now I gotta go. But so those are my two stories within last month. So like I said, once I'm drinking and I see, and you say something stupid to me and I see red, you might as well just back up because I'm just going to start swinging. And usually it's, my wife's not too happy. So
gotcha. Yeah, stay in this month.
How long have you been married?
Been with her 17 years, been married about 6.
Okay. Right. All right.
So and she's known me since I was 21. And
are you,
I got into a,
you're more mellow now?
I changed my life. I was going to call about the weed thing, about how I used to smoke weed, and then when I stopped smoking weed, I've actually progressed in life a million times over. And I would just say, when I drink now, I try to just drink at home on the weekends, but this time I was out and at the Yankee game. The Yankee game is I was hammered, and that guy, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And you were about to say something about being 21.
Yeah, I was into another bar fight, and that one I got stabbed in the stomach, and ended up getting airlifted from Essex out in the middle of town. And
whoa!
Maybe you should retire. Nah, man, I'll never retire. I always tell people I'm always an asshole, and I'm gonna have fun my whole life.
Nah, at least you celebrate.
Yeah, exactly, man.
We just don't want anything bad to happen to you.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm trying to teach my kids better, but like I said, I always told them I'm always gonna be a scrapper, and you guys are always gonna be little, and never let anybody bully you. I'll never get mad at you if someone's bullying you and you hit them, but never start the fight. Never be the instigator,
the aggressor. Yeah.
Yeah. No, never do that. Like I'll never get mad at you protecting yourself ever.
Mm.
There you go.
So I try to teach them opposite of what I've done. I'm trying to teach them different. But sometimes, like I said, I just go off the rail.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Be safe. I don't know if that's a thank you thing.
No, it's a story.
Yeah, no,
story,
thank
man.
You for calling.
Yeah.
Most people kept it to themselves.
I got a bunch of them. Like I said, I try to get in when I can. So. Nice.
Good.
And if you see me, I'm friendly, just so you know.
Yes.
Me
too.
Why did you stab me, sir? Yeah,
my wife gets mad because I talk about you guys like we're best friends, because I go home and I talk about the whole day.
And
I'm like, oh. So
we
I
are
tell
best
her,
friends.
I,
and we are.
Yeah, I tell her all the time. I was like, I listen to you guys from the second you guys come on in the morning to the second you get off. I'll put the earbud in my ear when I got to do a stop. So, and I'm at a stop right now that I'm going to put the earbud in and listen to the rest of your show.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah, man.
Just be safe,
thanks,
man. Maybe next time walk, you know?
I try my best.
I know it's not your thing,
you.
But try it.
Yep.
Give it a shot.
Take it easy, fellas.
All right, you brother. Man. You too.
Thanks.
What is your name?
Olaf.
Of course.
Olaf.
All right.
Olaf. It's the snowman.
Right.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Welcome back.
Just like it. I was going to tell you, it's definitely not the most valiant story, but I was at a concert back in like 05, 06 with my girlfriend at the time, and this was the first of like, this kept happening, which is why the relationship probably ended. But anyway, at the concert, the performer had said something, used some words that a couple of, I'll say, pretty well-built women didn't like up by the stage. And
was this a big concert, a local band? What was it?
This is it wasn't too
church.
It was, do you remember the LNG in New London? Does anyone?
Yeah, I used to do comedy there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, a little small, intimate.
Okay.
Kind of like Cafe 9, if you know this area.
All right, local
like
show.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't at the Meadows or anything. I was
got it.
But it was you know, so they're harassing they're yelling some stuff at the performer or whatever. Concert ends, the performer just kind of jumps off stage and walks through the crowd or whatever, and they're still hollering at him while he's at the merch site. And I don't know why, but my girlfriend takes it upon herself to shout something at these women that are taller than me, just throwing it out there.
Good job, hon.
And, yeah, and like, I'm not like a small dude, but I'm like, you know.
They're big.
Yeah.
They're you know what? I want to know their gym routine. They could probably teach me a lot. But
wow.
They so she shouts and stuff, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I give her a look, and then all of a sudden, they're in the face. One of them kind of gives a shove beyond me and kind of pushes her, and I kind of get in the middle. I'm like, hey, you know, hell, you know, no
you
reason for
up.
That.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, come on, guys, come on. This is just a, you know, concert. And to the performer's credit, it was MC Chris, actually. I don't know if you know MC Chris, but it was He was pretty big at the time. Forrest Gump, he jumped in and was like, whoa, hey, you guys hate me. You don't hate them, you know, trying to get them on. And they both, like, kind of turned and, like, yeah, you know, and they went back to harass him. And then one of them just turned and just, I mean, cold clocked me. Just, like, absolutely.
Girl.
If there were in a, thankfully, it was a mean right. I blacked that for a quick second. And then.
Did it turn on her?
There's people behind me that I just kind of, like, leaned against, so. I got to retain some of my manhood, but not much of it.
Yeah. Wow.
And that started a long trend of, I don't know why I kept taking her to concerts. That happened, like, I'm not kidding, like 3, 4, 5 times where everything's fine, and then she had to, like, shout something at someone, and then they'd come and attack me.
Jeez.
Does she have Tourette's or something?
Did you ever say to her, you know, hon, like,
see a pattern here? You know, your mouth,
can you not
your mouth, my
get
face?
Get me punched right, tonight,
right,
please.
Right.
I got my nice shirt on.
Right. The one you bought me.
Second or third time, I was just kind of like, hey, you want to bring some other friends? You want to maybe we should bring some
fresh,
you know,
faces?
4, 5, 50. Maybe we should bring a whole posse. He's like, no, it's cute.
Are you still with her?
No, not even close.
Yeah,
the same face.
Do you have her number? No, I'm kidding.
That's kind of great.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's if you go to concerts with her, just.
That was her thing. Let's go to concerts and get into fights.
Yep.
But I want to see you get into a fight with a girl.
Most folks buy a T-shirt.
I know. I thought I was like, you know, I could just take up boxing. You can watch me or something. But, you know, we don't have to do this every single time.
Was it always with
like,
girls?
Oh, it's not my fault. No, not all the time.
Brother. Wow.
The last one, and I was kind of done at that point, was she just threw a drink in the face of some guy who.
Yep.
That one didn't, and honestly, that one didn't end as awful as the one with those two women. I think the two women were the hardest I've ever been hit in my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you can't hit back, so.
No, well, I you know, honestly, even if I could, I would have missed. Like, I would have just, I was not, like, that hit, just not, I was seeing double for a while.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I can relate.
Wow.
I was kind of, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, I got hit, and I was like, okay, what, these 3, 4 people must have just jumped on me. And it was like, no, it was just that one woman, Amazonian.
Amazonian.
Yeah, wow. No.
I call her beef.
I will say, you know, to my credit, I do have to be honest. Every time I tell the story, the woman does get bigger.
Consistency.
I don't want you guys to find out that it was like a third grade recital and a third grader cold clocked me out. I don't want you guys to think it was a concert.
Your secret's safe with us, Batman.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Was 9 feet tall. I couldn't believe it.
Great story, man. Gino in Westport, did you punch a stranger or were you punched by a stranger?
So I have a took your seat 2-for-1 for you.
Love it.
This is Boston. And about 12 years ago, and we had our local spot after work. You know, this is our happy hour spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, knew all the bartenders. Everybody was usually pretty civil. And my two buddies were there just being social, saying hello to some ladies at the bar. And these guys came in, about 4 of them, and they honestly look like they just came from the Wall Street movie, you know? And they're in there, and my buddy went to the bathroom, and one of them took his seat. So I jokingly said, you know, my buddy's sitting there, and he's you know, he's coming back, but you know, you can sit there for now. And the kid just looked at me and just like, whatever. So my friend comes back. And you could just tell, like, he was one of those guys. He's very sociable, very friendly. But if you tick him off, like, his mood just changes on a dime. So he asked politely for the gentleman to give up the seat. He said, listen, this is my seat. You know, I just came back. My friends are here. And they just weren't having it. So the kid was just mouthing off. So, and my buddy is a little bit on the bigger side. So the kid says, you know, maybe if you're... He was just about to say fat and get that out, and he just clocks him. He goes flying across the bar and ends up on the floor. And so we're just, like, continuing the conversation with the lady. So what do you do for work? So his buddy comes up to me, and it's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, listen, I said, you know, your friend should have moved. I don't know what to tell you. And, you know, you might want to step back. And he's like, no, we're going to settle this. And I just clocked him, and he went the other way.
That's true. Nice.
So at that point, the bartenders jumped over because they know us. So they ushered us out the back, and, you know, just so there's no, you know, these guys can't call and say we were beating them up or whatever. And yeah. then that was the end of the night. It was an early night. We got there for happy hour at, like, 5:15. And the night was over at 5:25.
That was a quick happy hour.
You didn't even get wings.
Right? Just don't step on Matt.
Wow. They were looking for trouble.
They were. Yeah, yeah. Yep. And they found it.
They deserved it.
Yep.
Yep.
They certainly found it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gino, thank you, brother.
You got it. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. See?
See? They did all the right things.
They did.
Just like, yeah.
They were trying to be polite.
Trying to be polite over here.
Yep, you guys. Like,
sorry my fist got in your face, but I was trying to be polite.
Yeah, we're having a special on fist.
And you almost get it at 10 at night, but it's 5:15. Yeah. Get up.
Yeah.
Get right. another seat.
There's another seat.
It's a
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's still light out.
It's not like you've been standing waiting for 45 minutes already. Like, just move over.
I don't think I was an arrogant schmuck in the first place, so.
Then I have a feeling I would see his crew and say, I don't want to mess with these guys. I don't want to. When I go into a bar, I don't want to fight.
I'm friends.
I'm not going there to have a fight. I'm going there for the opposite, to have a good time.
Right.
I'm making new friends. New friends.
This is counterproductive.
Yes.
Also, to the other guys, there's an indication there. If the bartenders aren't like, hey, just separate. Like, they know somebody, and they're just going to be like, I'm going to see how this goes for you.
Right. Yeah. I'll leave a bar. Like, if there's, you know, if there's people there that obviously they're looking for some.
Sure.
They're looking for some. An opponent.
Yes.
That's their idea of a good night at the bar.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. This is not the place for me.
There's plenty of bars to go to.
Yeah. You notice the tension. You walk out. Yeah. It's like.
Friend of mine, Bill, was, and he's, you know, he was on the wrestling team and he's, you know, been in fights, but he's a gentle human being. And he was in Montana with a friend of his. They were attending a wedding and they're in the bar having a drink and these two giant guys come in. And they're having a drink, and they're looking at my friend and his friend.
Okay.
And they walk over, and they go, hey, would you guys want to go outside and have a fight?
Nah, I'm good today. I appreciate
it's like
that.
Apparently they're fighters,
right?
And they just want to go and fight people.
Are you guys from Australia? Right. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And fight each other. You know what I mean?
Like,
you got a friend.
Yeah, right. There's two of you. You're good.
Fight that guy. Yeah.
I mean, you're already good.
Fight each other.
Who would say yes? I'd love one.
I think some people in Montana do.
Okay.
Well, I was just thinking about kicking someone's ass.
They need pool table and video games over there, apparently.
I have a feeling that'd be the kind of fight where you go inside buy each other a beer after.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Or not.
But Bill said politely, he's like, hey, man, no, I appreciate the offer.
Thank you. Thank you for the generous offer.
But we have a wedding to go to tomorrow, and I think our wives would be upset if we showed up, you know.
Marked.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so honored you chose us.
And they totally got it.
Not tonight.
It was fine. Yeah. They were like, okay.
Sorry to disturb you, sir.
No, they totally respected that. They were like, okay, good.
That's bizarre.
Isn't it?
I love it.
That's bizarre.
I thought it's such a wild story.
I would like go home and be like, did that really just happen?
Yeah.
That happened, right? You saw that, right? Okay.
Oh, this should be a good one.
Okay.
So we're talking about being punched or punching a stranger.
Yes.
Tank in Milford. Tank?
Hey, gents. Big fan, first time caller.
Oh, thank you, sir.
From Long Island.
Thank you.
Say again?
Thank you.
Hey, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. You got me?
Yep.
Copy.
All right. Midnight. Late, about the 80s, 10 or 15 of us go to Midnight Madness, which is the Rocky Horror Picture Show at midnight. You guys may be familiar with back in
over
the day.
Hopog?
I won't say. Back in about, there was about 10 or 15. We were in the aisle about 15 minutes into the show. It gets fun. Aggravated. People sitting behind us were a little obnoxious. One of them started picking on a friend next to me. I'm a scrapper. I'm not too big a guy. In the middle of it, I turned around. I had enough of him. I grabbed him by the collar. I pulled him into the seats where I was sitting and started to start fighting. This led to a typical brawl. In the middle of pulverizing him or thinking I was doing that, I feel somebody stab me in the shoulder blade with like a screeching thing.
Oh.
I reach up with my left hand. I grab whatever arm was on my head. I stand up, and I was already loading a right. And before I knew it, This is the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me. I cold clocked a young lady right in the nose square. You could tell she started crying before my fist left her face.
Did you hear her right down?
And it was it proceeded into just a nightmare.
Did you hear laughs through the time warp again?
It was crazy. That was the typical for the time. It was really wasn't intentional or not, but we were brawlers looking for trouble.
It's just a punch in the lips.
Just the way you described that, you're already loading a right.
Yeah.
Like, and your name is Tank.
Ready. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I'm not messing with you.
Nope.
Yeah. But the
first time caller, I love you guys.
Thank you, brother.
I love what you guys do for the service members too. I met you once. It's been a great story.
The thing that went into your shoulder, did she put it into your shoulder?
It was her fingernails.
Oh. Yeah, those things can be pretty, like five daggers. Yeah.
Well, I was picturing a heel. Usually it's the shoes that come off.
I do think once you put yourself into a crowd of people fighting, you have voluntarily said,
all right, it's on.
I could take a punch.
Exactly. It's going to come this way, too. Yep, so.
You're rather cold. It's called scrapping.
Yep.
I'm not a big guy, but when we came to fighting, we fought.
Yep.
Hey.
Thank you, Tank. Thank you for the kind words, brother. Appreciate it. All right, what about this Kineticon?
What about it?
Happened over the weekend. Comedian Vince Barry was there, and he's here now. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going, man?
What's up? Is it a typical comic book convention? What's it like?
I would say so, because basically what happens is sometimes with a convention, it's very focused, whether it's collecting toys, collecting comics, Japanese cartoons, anime, whatever it is. This one's kind of a all-encompassing. So you had your Star Wars people, you had your Star Trek people, you had your anime and manga Japanese influence people, you got the Funko Pop people, you got the comic book people. It was just like a conglomeration of every niche genre of like nerd stuff.
Okay.
Wow.
Do they all like play nice, or is there like fights in between?
I'd love to see a fight between the Star Wars people and the Star Trek people.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Yep.
You came into the wrong spaceship. You know what I mean? No, they were just, it was weird because everybody was kind of in on it. It's almost like pro wrestling. Everybody's there in character as soon as they hit the doors. So I saw two guys just lock eyes from across the room, and they each had a lightsaber, and then just started fighting in the middle of the hallway.
Awesome. It's on.
Yeah. Their moms are proud of them, too, when they picked them up the minivan.
You know, I don't know if it's a mom or a handler, but there were certainly a lot of them there.
Right. Where was this, Kineticon?
This was at the Connecticut Convention Center in downtown Hartford.
Okay.
All right, and then you spoke to a lot of people. Who's first?
First, some of you out there, if you played video games back in the 90s, might recognize this guy as the voice of Duke Nukem, John St. John.
Nice.
All right.
Kineticon, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Chaz and AJ on 99.1 WPLR. Its continuing mission to explore strange new conventions, to seek out weird life and odd civilizations, to boldly go where no part-time radio DJ has gone before. And I have a very special guest here. I'm not going to introduce him. I'm going to let him do it himself.
The name's Nukem, Duke Nukem. Well, that's a voice I do. Hi, I'm
Hold
John.
Hold it! That was the, Grand Theft Auto was the last video game I played, like, with an obsession.
Yeah, religiously, yeah.
But this was the second to the last one.
Yeah.
Oh.
The name's Nukem, Duke Nukem.
Yeah, that was maybe one of the coolest moments of my entire life, to stand next to that guy and just have him do that. Unbelievable.
On
Duke Nukem.
Right.
Was he just walking around, or was he behind a table? Did he get done speaking?
So he was nice enough, once he heard that I was asking for a radio interview, to kind of go aside into like a quiet room. He had a table in the middle of like the vendor hall where other voice artists and, you know, things like that were doing autographs, and he was having a line. People would pay to have him record either like their voicemail on their phone.
Oh, that's
or, like,
a great
a video,
idea.
You know, and it's like, hey, Johnny, happy birthday from Duke Nukem, right? And, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Well, that's a voice I do. Hi, I'm John St. John, radio broadcaster for over 45 years here on WPLR.
Apparently, which I did not know, I'm a big fan of video games and your voice acting, but I did not know you were in radio for that long.
I started out in a small town in North Carolina in 1975. I was 14 years old, and they put me on the air. I went from there to Virginia, to Cape Cod, to Philadelphia, to New Orleans, to Phoenix, to Los Angeles, to San Diego.
I gotta ask, can you do the kick-ass and chew bubblegum thing?
I'm here to kick-ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of ass. I mean, gum. You know what I
mean. He's been asked to do that line so many times over, I think, the last 30-something years. He had to switch it up because he just had to. He kept saying the same line, so now he flips the ass and the gum at the end.
Nice. I love it.
Most you know better.
You know what I mean. You know what my favorite Duke Nukem line is?
What is it?
It's from Duke Nukem Forever, and a woman wrote this line. I had eggs for breakfast. Your mom had sausage.
I'm glad he clarified a woman wrote that line.
That should just be a t-shirt.
It probably is.
Yeah, it's gotta be. The front is I had eggs for breakfast, and then the back is my mom had sausage.
Picture eggs, picture sausage. Yeah,
picture your mom.
in the yolk.
I must find this shirt if there is one.
That's cool. Just that's worth the trip talking to this guy.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Come on, that's a great line, and you know
oh
it.
Oh, my God. If you could just give me a you're listening to Chaz and AJ in the morning in a dookie way.
In a what way?
I was trying to. Yeah.
Dookie way.
In a poopy
Phil,
way?
Phil, you understand I edit this audio, and I could have just left that out. But for you in the radio show, I left my stupid question.
Oh,
that's for
way?
You.
Dookie way.
Duke Nukem, you understand. You add a Y to something like carny or like. Bluey, I don't know.
Poopy.
In a dookie way.
Yeah. And then as soon as I said it, I'm like, oh, I've got to cut this. But then, for you guys, I left it.
Thank you. Right. That was the correct choice.
Dookie way?
You're rocking with Chaz and AJ in the morning on WPLR. Wait, did I pop the P? Let me try that again. You're listening to Chaz and AJ on WPLR, making mornings better.
That's awesome. I believe him.
Are your nipples hard, too?
AJ, you would love this game.
Yeah.
It's first person.
Really?
So you just go around shooting things and killing things.
Yeah. Monster aliens. Yeah.
It sounds like a good stress reliever after work.
Yeah. Up yours, Phil! Up yours, Phil!
Yeah, what was the storyline of that game? It was like some nuclear accident or something, right?
Yeah, I think it was... something happened with, like, aliens came down and they're stealing all the babes. So, you know, Duke Nukem being the ultimate ladies' man wanted to save all the hot babes from the aliens.
Oh. If you want to get into the storyline, there's a monster coming towards you. You shoot it with the biggest gun you have.
Yes. That's the answer. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It was the 90s. There wasn't a plot in the video game.
Yeah. You're going through tunnels and through labs and stuff. And
I must find this now.
All right.
My name's Ryan. I'm from Portland, Maine.
You came all the way down to Hartford from Portland, Maine.
I came all the way down from Maine. It was about a four-hour drive, but it was worth it. So I'm dressed as Misty.
Nerd!
Technically, he wasn't driving. He wasn't driving. Mom was. He slept in the back of a juice box.
I don't know. You've seen the size of this guy? He was a big dude. I think he came down in some kind of pickup truck or maybe a bear.
What would it take for you to drive 4 hours? Like non-family, like an event.
Major car event.
Right.
You know, bike event.
Like I go to New York City for concerts, but that's not 4 hours.
Right. That'd be going past Philadelphia even.
For a concert.
Yeah.
Like a Barrett Jackson or something like that. Somewhere missing cars all day.
I wouldn't do that for Foxy Shazam.
Really? I would twice.
And the band, thank you, personally.
Yeah.
And the other five people there.
Thank you. Where'd she go? Oh, there she is. Yeah.
So I'm dressed as Misty from Pokemon. I've got my short jean shorts, my yellow tank top, and my red suspenders.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that dude from the picture?
Yeah. That's him? So if you saw the social media, yes. Traditionally, canonically in Pokemon, this is a 9 to 11-year-old girl that wears short shorts, a suspenders, and a little yellow crop top.
I was thinking, that girl needs to shave.
Yeah, that was a full-grown man. I think he was in his 40s or approaching it, yeah.
Which social is it on?
It's on my. It's the graphic, I think, on the Instagram, and then on my Instagram, I shared it as well.
Yeah, it was on the Chaz and AJ.
Oh, wait a minute.
The Chaz and AJ. Yeah.
I'm guessing he's single.
And then you can tell, if you look slightly to the left, there's me making a very confused face.
Got it.
Yep. Now we are.
Okay.
There's a look, huh?
How short were the shorts?
Oh, they were. Let's just put it this way. If he had change in his pocket, I would have known.
So basically... It's a base of like a cheap hotel, no ballroom. I don't want to see your. I don't want to see your things.
You answered my question. I have a visual now. Thank you.
Hey! Put the mouse back in his hole.
$1.25.
You can keep the chair.
Jean shorts, my yellow tank top, and my red suspenders, and I'm ready to battle.
I think they might be a little scared because you're Misty and you're 6.5 feet tall with a beard.
I'm the best looking one out here, baby.
Do you have any Pokemon like Staryu or any kind of Pokemon noises?
Oh man, I got a Psyduck.
That sounded like he was going through something.
He has a what?
Did something pop out?
Yeah. So, so a Psyduck is a big yellow duck that's also psychic, hence Psyduck. And that was that's a Pokemon that...
If you made a rubber ducky a living thing, it'd be this.
But it's psychic.
Psyduck!
Yeah, he sounds stopped up, right?
But it's psychic.
Sounds like something bad is happening to him in prison.
Psyduck. Sounds like he ate too much cheese.
It sounds like bowel movement.
Psyduck.
More fiber.
Oh my God.
More fiber.
I would give this guy $100 to go to see Barbie dressed like that.
Right. He'll take it.
I think he would.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Probably drive 4.5 hours for it too.
Probably do it for free.
Right.
Wow, that guy is scary looking.
Yeah,
he was very nice though.
Yeah, he's into it.
Yeah,
I get it. He's into it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's one of those guys. If you see him at a bar and like a fight's breaking out, it's like I'm leaving that guy alone because I don't know what's going on, but I can't compete with that crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
A whole level of crazy right there.
Yeah. He seems fine. He seems nice, but I'm just going to stay over here anyway, in case.
He could snap.
Who knows? Yeah.
He probably drove 4 hours. He's not allowed to be in places in his own town anymore.
Or he had to leave.
Can you imagine pulling this guy over? Step out of the car. Okay.
Get back in the car.
I'm calling for backup, and where's the axe?
I need backup.
My duck told me you were going to pull me over.
So it is you. Side duck.
All right.
Let's go interview some furries. Let's do it.
Well, she is a blue dragon with fur instead of scales. And, well, she has neon green teeth and gums.
No brush.
She has a small, scruffy beard. And she's very animalistic.
So, yeah, there are these people called furries, and they spend a lot of time and money to make basically what are like MLB mascot uniforms.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
But very detailed, and then very, I don't want to say sexy because it's not sexy to me, but it's sexy to them.
That was a Tinder profiles you read.
No, but it's more than the MLB mascot because it's very thin. It's not big and giant.
Right. It's they're mobile. They're able to, like, you know, when it's on, they're reacting like you can tell what their emotions are.
It becomes almost part of them.
Oh yeah, it's them. Yeah.
Now, do furries have sex as furries? Is that the whole point of it?
What are we doing?
The sexual part of it?
I'm curious.
Now, that's a funny question because I do happen to know a few people that are into this. Go figure. I guess there's you know, it's kind of like you know, any kind of preference. There are people who do it for the entertainment value of it, and there are people who take it a little too far and go into the darker path. So the answer you're looking for is yes, but not all of them.
Oh, right.
Right.
Okay.
It's called yiffing.
Yeah, can some yiffing? Not? Like, can some animals yiffing? Not get with other
How do you
animals?
Know this?
Vince? Spending a lot of time at places like Kineticon.
Kineticon. Kineticon, that's the nickname for his bedroom.
Sounds like Velcro in there.
All right, there's no judging. I'm just curious about this.
Exactly. We want to know.
Yeah. Didn't we have some furries years ago? And
they were offended by that question.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah. You asked them, they're like, that's not what this is about. And you're like,
memory.
I don't know. I'm asking them. Right. Like, this is how I found you.
I ask questions.
We saw a headline about this. We wanted to know more. You reached out to me. I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to happen. We're all thinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
We're all wired. We're dudes.
Yeah. You're on a show. You're a creature. I have questions.
Right. We'll do more of you dressed like you.
Right. Yeah.
It's all handcrafted.
Mind if I ask how much a costume like this costs to put together?
To put it together yourself and buy the materials, not pay for the time, it's going to be about $400 to $500.
Whew. My name is Edward.
And what town are you from?
I am from Waterbury, Connecticut. So I am going as a Ken, and I have a big whiteboard going on with a poll for the Barbie and Oppenheimer movie today.
What do you prefer, Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Wait, now describe this guy to me.
Yeah, so he was, he actually wasn't blonde, but he was playing Ken, so he was wearing all pink with like kind of a pink Hawaiian shirt and short shorts. I guess short shorts, I didn't get the memo, was the requirement for Kineticon this year.
Okay.
but he had a whiteboard, like one you would have like in your kitchen to remind you of what to buy on your shopping list. about 3 or 4 feet across, and then he had votes. One said Oppenheimer, one said Barbie, and you'd take a black or a blue pen and mark the Oppenheimer, and then you take a pink pen and you mark the Barbie.
Oh.
And he was taking votes on who wanted to see what, and well, I think Barbie was ahead, if I'm
remembering. Yeah, looks that way from the box office, too.
Right, he's Ken. He was a little biased.
Yes.
Yeah, the box office was definitely in favor of Barbie this weekend.
Oh, right. Plus he's dressed in pink, so.
Right.
Going on with a poll for the Barbie and Oppenheimer movie today.
What do you prefer, Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I'm fantastic. I'm just plastic.
Tight shorts. Is that you, Vince?
Tight shorts.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing when you tell someone you're going to be
like,
on the radio.
You're weird.
Did he say, I feel flaccid?
He's trying to remember the words, and I don't think he could remember the words to that song. Yeah.
I'm fantastic.
What?
I'm so flaccid. I'm so flaccid.
Trouble of the day.
Not fantastic.
I'm fantastic. I'm just plastic.
His favorite type of pickle, Vlastic.
He went one line too far.
Yes, he did.
He could have stopped. Yeah, it would have been great.
Yeah. But we're celebrating all these people.
Yes.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And Vince, you were dressed up too?
Yeah, I was dressed up. I'm sure you got the drop before.
Well, he was dressed up as Thor, so he ran into another Thor.
Oh,
so
I was fat. Yeah, fat Thor. Because I'm not in. You know, fat Thor in the Endgame movie, he was out of shape and wearing a bathrobe.
Right.
I was very comfortable. I was wearing pajamas and a bathrobe and
real
carrying
Thor,
a hammer.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you're fat Thor, then you run into Thor.
I actually ran into another fat Thor. It's amazing.
Wow.
You know what? Fat guy at a comic convention. Who figured?
Earth's Mightiest Avenger, Thor, Odin's son. You know, may you all have glory in the name of Thor.
Glory in the name of Thor.
You're carrying my hammer.
No, see, Steve Rogers gave this one to me.
Oh, it's a rapscallion.
Did you bring Korg with you?
No, unfortunately, Korg couldn't make it. He had a rock concert to go to.
It took a full 3 seconds for that joke to land with.
What do you,
yeah, well, because there's a visual.
It was a ping pong match.
Yeah.
And then Vince was like, yeah, I think he got me.
Yeah. I gave the Jim Halpert to the camera before laughing.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, because it was Korg. The reason it took me 3 seconds is because Korg is a giant rock monster.
He's a pile of rocks who moves around.
Yeah. I'm guessing two Thors fight over the last slide of pizza.
No, but Fat Thor 1 sounds like he went up like 3 or 4 steps and is out of breath now.
Yep.
Play the first clip of him talking. He sounds like he's out of breath.
Fat Thor
is out of breath.
Yeah.
Earth's Mightiest Avenger, Thor, Odin's son, you know, may you all have glory in the name of Thor.
He's out of breath.
He wrestled like right before that.
I did
clip that out.
So, yeah, there was a lot going on
match,
with this Thor.
Someone took a sandwich.
Had to chase him down.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.